The $400,000 Adirondack Acid Rain Recovery Grant Program has been created as part of a multi-state legal settlement with Synergy, formerly Duke Energy, over Clean Air Act violations. Jeremy Magliaro, an environmental policy analyst with the New York State Attorney General's office, says the funds are intended to hasten lake and stream recovery from acid rain deposition.
The good news is that acid rain levels have declined significantly in the past decade. The bad news is that the ecosystem in the Adirondacks, the fish and some of the trees and other animals, have not recovered as expected. So the idea behind this program is to see if there are ways that we can help to accelerate the recovery of some of the sensitive areas of the Adirondacks that are still suffering from this legacy of acid rain pollution.
The Synergy court-ordered agreement forced the company to retrofit or close some of the coal-fired power plants that were causing acid rain. Magliaro says that resulted in significant reductions in deposition.
35,000 tons of acid rain pollution that have been avoided each year since that settlement has taken effect. And as part of that settlement, the court also ordered the company to pay sort of a penalty in the form of an environmental mitigation project. And this project came to light.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan.
We're finally in the position of being able to think about how to accelerate the park's recovery, given the fact that we have gotten to the point where pollution is just about low enough to stop the damage that's been occurring on a daily basis in the park for the last 50 or 100 years from acid rain. And this program would make it possible for us to hire scientists who can experiment with methods to get the pH of certain water bodies back to normal much more quickly than nature could do it on its own.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says the funds must be used to protect the most vulnerable environments.
We have been putting acid deposition on these forests for over a century, and we have lost a lot of the natural buffering capability that was in the soils. So while this is not a large amount of money, it is enough money to give us a chance to protect the most vulnerable of our aquatic environments. And that's the ponds in the northwestern Adirondacks that contain heritage strain brook trout. In other words, brook trout species that have a very special genetic makeup that makes them suitable for the Adirondacks.
New York Council of Trout Unlimited Chairman Ron Urban says fish habitat must be protected from the acidification of lakes and ponds.
It gives us some money and funding that we can go and do some more studies in New York State and the Adirondack and so forth. You know, a brook trout is like the old saying, a canary in a mine. Same thing with a brook trout. In the streams that they survive in, you've got high quality water and nutrients. Acid rain can diminish the pH factors and so forth in our streams.
The Adirondack Acid Rain Recovery Program will be administered by NYSERDA. Over 500 water bodies in the Adirondacks are still experiencing damage from acid rain. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.